Bear Country 95.3, 7:55. John Party with his new hit. It's called Heartache on the Dance Floor. It's Kevin. It's Tuesday morning. We're close to 8 o'clock. Headlines are coming up in just a bit. But first, a chat with Mick from Montague Webworks, who's a part of our 30% off store, by the way, over at bear953.com. We'll get to that in just a moment. Mick, buddy.
Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can we go online?
We can do that. Yes.
Awesome. Yes.
So I've been holding on to this site for a while, and Donna's like, don't do that. Do something else more interesting. I find this to be very interesting. Did you collect comics when you were a kid?
Couple. I wasn't hardcore.
I still have all the ones. I wasn't nuts, but I was a Marvel boy. I collected, yeah. And there was a comic book name, but I didn't collect that one. That was before my time. Anyway, I found the site called comicbookplus.com.
Uh-huh.
Comicbookplus.com. If you like comics... these are all public domain comics starting from the mid-20s through like the late 80s, mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
All the comic books from publishers that have gone out of business or they've released their comics to the public, you know, making them public domain. And they've got a collection, they got a number here, 33,759.
Goodness.
Yes. From all ranges of categories and different publishers. And I actually remember some of these when I was a kid. I would, you know, walk around and put like Blue Beetle. I was like, who's this?
You know, Blue Beetle.
It's not DC or Marvel. So what is this?
Yeah, where does this belong?
Where does this belong? And so they have them all in here. So it's all of these, you know, and like Harvey, you know, there's a lot of kid stuff in here, but it's mostly like World War II era during what they consider the silver and the golden age. Was during World War II, there was a lot of comics about,
really?
you know, battles and, you know,
G.I. Joe type stuff.
That's right. So there was a lot of that. And then after the war ended, it moved more into like detective stuff and westerns. And, you know, there was, if you follow like the history of comics, you can see that they were writing to the audience and the audience was growing tired of war comics. And then that's when the really fantastical stuff like Spider-Man, you know, in the 60s, all that kind of stuff started coming around. So it's an incredible resource. They've got a really nice database searching thing with all kinds of drop downs so you can mine the kind of stuff you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You can just do flat out searches. They're constantly uploading. I mean, the latest in the news section is 411 books. They've got people that are sitting there with scanners and putting them together and putting them to the database.
Wow. You can,
so the best way to look at it is if you have a tablet, like an iPad or, you know, any Android tablet that is comic book size, and you can just like find your comic book and go next, next, next. And, you know, a lot of them are, you know, pulp-like. You know, this
was pulp-like.
Yeah, this wasn't like high-end, you know, like the Spider-Man and stuff, but also Batman went through a long phase where he was very campy and kind of stupid. So, sorry if you have Batman fans out there. They're like, wait,
oh, that's funny.
Them's are fighting words.
What's the website, man?
It's called comicbookplus.com.
Comicbookplus.com. Where are your comics right now, Mick? Where do you keep them?
I have them in a bin in the basement.
A bin in the basement.
Yeah, one of those like 10-gallon, you know, all the comic books ever collected fit into this
one. One of those plastic things?
Yeah, with the clip.
Plastic tote?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The largest one you can get, the 10-gallon one.
You and probably 95% of comic book collectors.
Yeah.
That's where they are,
yeah.
In some plastic tote, either in the attic, either above or below.
Well, since the last time that I bought one, you know, back when I was like a late teen, maybe even when I was like 20, I bought, you know, one or two, but... I've moved so many times since then, I'm not going to keep on putting them up on the shelf. It damages them, Kevin.
Well, you and everybody else.
This wear and tear.
People move, so they go in those plastic totes, and
that's right.
And that's where they stay.
Yeah.
Mick is a part of Montague Webworks, and Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store over at bear953.com. Mick creates websites over at Montague Webworks. And if you purchase the gift certificates, you can get a little discount on the work that gets done for your
website.
That's right,
30%. Hey. Yeah. And you bring the certificates, or you just tell me you got them, and Kevin tells me, so you don't even have to send them to me. You can use them as Kindling if you want, or bookmarks, which would be nice. And we set up a new website for you where we redo your old website or help you do some Google SEO kind of stuff. We do it all.
All right. Montague Webworks, remember, on our 30% off store at bear953.com.